I'm Larica Russell, and this is Arts Focus. The Springfield Symphony Orchestra will present a concert called Timeless Whimsy this Saturday night at 7:30 at the Clark State Performing Arts Center Kuss Auditorium. Here's the SSO music director and conductor, Peter Stafford Wilson.
This entire program kind of goes back to my heritage as a conductor at CCM. We began with the Baldu La Dame Blanche Overture, one of those great potboilers that alludes to European opera and operetta. It's an overture that has out-survived the opera. And then I've invited Dwight Perry, the principal oboe of the Cincinnati Symphony, to play the flower clock with us. Now, little known fact, I was an oboe player in my previous life. I studied with Mr. Perry's predecessor twice removed, Dennis Larson, at College Conservatory of Music at University of Cincinnati. So I was indeed an oboe player, and I did actually play the flower clock on my senior recital. But I'd already looked at conducting, and I mean, conducting was what I really wanted to do. So I organized an orchestra and played and conducted. So I was already alluding to the future. Flower Clock is such an amazing piece. First of all, it's charming music. It depicts, I think it's 12 flowers that bloom at different times of the day. It's a very tuneful piece, and there's a lot of jazz in this music as well, a piece by Jean Francais, The Flower Clock for Oboe and Orchestra. And then the major work on the program is the Muzio Clementi Symphony No. 4, D major, that received its American premiere while I was at CCM, conducted by Thomas Schippers. Clementi's music was very near and dear to him, and he worked with a gentleman named Pietro Spada, who edited all of the orchestral works of Clementi. You know, we remember Clementi as a pianist, a piano teacher. And any of us who studied piano undoubtedly went through the sonatinas and sonatas of Clementi. He was kind of pigeonholed because of that. The research I've done, he actually, some of his piano works were transcriptions of orchestral pieces. So I've kind of, in my advancing years, decided to pick up the torch that Mr. Schippers initially wielded and try to get an audience for his music.
And Clementi was also a friend and or rival of Mozart?
Absolutely. We have documentation that Haydn also went to a performance of his and said Clementi's symphony, I forget which one, received its premiere, and not very positively. So Mr. Spada, in his contemporary research, says that that was out of jealousy. But he did know Haydn. In fact, he was instrumental in bringing Haydn to London, which, of course, was a major, major thing in the music world, as was his relationship with Mozart. I mean, we have evidence that they knew each other, corresponded, and interacted on a number of occasions.
Peter Stafford Wilson conducts the Springfield Symphony Orchestra this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the Kuss Auditorium at the Clark State Performing Arts Center, with music by Baldieu, Jean Francais, and Clementi. Oboist Dwight Perry and I will be doing a pre-concert talk at 7 o'clock Saturday. Get more details by visiting the Springfield Symphony Orchestra's website, springfieldsym.org. I'm Larica Russell. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's listener-supported Discover Classical.